Romans 3:3. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. He let God be what? Let God be true. And what else? As is, and every man what? So all the, I don't care what kind of profession, what kind of degree you have, if you don't stay with this, I'm not going to follow you. And listen to this. At times I was, but until you grow to a certain area, I was threatened by it, but I'm not threatened by them, by anybody. I don't care. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm just confidence. When you know the truth, you don't, that's what Paul did. When they was, when the old Galatians had gotten saved, and here come they smuggle in or sneak in the Jewish believer, and they were trying to bring the law in, Paul stood right in front of them. Did the same thing with Peter. Peter, what you doing? And this is how things have gotten off track. We don't want to hurt nobody's feeling. They might hold their money. You better keep your money. If you think I'm going to change just because you won't give your money. I may not even need you here. You may be in the way. If that's the way you're thinking. Come on. So he said, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, and who? But every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest what? Notice that thou mightest be justified in thy saying. And might do what? Overcome when you're judged. See, if you stay with the word, people can judge you. And brother and sister, we not such a hot dog here. But we have had a lot of stuff said. I don't care, as long as I'm obeying God. I'm not trying to be arrogant. Never have. Have I messed up? I bet you I'm the chief at messing up. But I really, all these years, we started in 1983 when we started this ministry. We've had everything. We had so many things said and done. We're still here. Let me tell you something else. We'll be here until Jesus called me home or rapture come or whatever. I ain't going nowhere. Because the word will not fail you if you walk in the light of it. So it's time for the saints to come out of their shadows or the shady places and step into the light and be bright and let the light shine bright and you'll be right. Hello, somebody. I say hello, somebody. So, let us talk about the gift of prophecy. 1 Corinthians 12:10 says this. But well, we cover that. To one, yeah. Let's just read it. To one it's given, to another the working of miracle, to another prophecy. That's what we want to get, prophecy. Well, what about prophecy? Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Listen to what it says. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Follow what? After charity, or follow after love. And do what? and desire spiritual gift. See, it says, do what? Desire spiritual gifts. But rather that you may prophesy. All right? Now listen to this. Out of the three vocal gifts, talking about prophecy, we're going to look into that. But listen to this. These are some things you may want to write now. Out of the three vocal gifts, the inspiration of utterance, prophecy, will be the most important of the three. Out of those three vocal gifts, utterance, inspiration, interpretation, they call it inspiration, utterance, and prophecy. Prophecy will be the most important of the three. Listen to this. It takes two various kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongue to equal the one prophecy. Listen to this. See, this will help you. Prophecy is speaking under the inspiration of the Spirit, a known language to the person you're speaking to. You're speaking in the known language they know by the inspiration of the Spirit with a message from God to them. It may be an individual, it may be a group. Do I need to say that again? Prophecy is speaking spirit. You said, someone asked, how do you know when the spirit of prophecy come on you? How do you know you saved? How do you know you saved? I asked, are you saved? How do you know? Did the spirit dawn? He don't know how to tell you when he wants you to prophesy. And most time he will just give you one word, maybe two. And you trust him and here come the rest of it. But it speaks unto men to what? Come on now. Edification, say it. Edification, exhortation, and what? Comfort. All right. Let me give you a quoting from Kenneth E. Hagin. It's his quoting. Prophecy is a supernatural utterance in a known tongue. Divers kind of tongues is a supernatural utterance in an unknown tongue. See? Interpretation of the tongue is a supernatural showing forth of that which has been said in tongues. I'm going to read it again. Prophecy is a supernatural utterance in a known tongue. In other words, if you prophesy, you will prophesy to the person in a known tongue, but it's a supernatural utterance that is said in the language you know and they know. Do we understand that? And it is a what message from God to them or to him or to her. So why is this?